Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, April 18th. Two Owen Sound veterans have been awarded Canada's Minister of Veterans Affairs Commendation. Retired Warrant Officer Robert Barry Jack and retired Corporal Donald Young were recognized in a virtual ceremony March 28th. Minister of Veterans Affairs and Associate Minister of National Defense Lawrence McAuley presented the awards recently in recognition of their work to improve the care and well-being of Canada's veterans. The ceremony was also attended by Bruce Gray Owen Sound Conservative MP Alex Ruff. Owen Sound's Robert Barry Jack was recognized for his service with the Owen Sound Legion and his work helping with disability claims, assisting homeless veterans, organizing veteran dinners, and visits to nursing homes. Retired Corporal Donald Edward Young, who is also an Owen Sound resident, was recognized for his work with the Canadian Veteran Freedom Riders. He has contributed thousands of hours towards the well-being of local veterans as treasurer and a member. Owen Sound's Operations Committee is recommending the city scrap an hourly transit service pilot that was planned for the summer months this year. A new contract with Voyago ended up coming in at a lower cost than anticipated by city staff. The committee resolved last week to maintain a 30-minute transit service for June, July, and August. Half-hour service during the summer will increase this year's annual transit costs by about $162,000. The operating costs for transit in Owen Sound are still projected to fall within the city's $1.12 million budget. Russian military forces bombarded cities across Ukraine today. Several missile strikes were reported in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. Reports say at least six people were killed. Meantime, in the besieged port city of Mariupol, Ukrainian forces are reportedly continuing to resist Russian attacks after rejecting a deadline to surrender. Toronto police are looking for a woman they say shoved another woman onto the tracks at a subway station. They say it happened last night at the Yonge station just after 9 o'clock. The victim survived but had a broken rib. She managed to roll out of the way of a train against the side of the platform. Police are looking for the suspect, who is now wanted on an attempted murder charge. It's not clear why the suspect pushed the woman. They say there's no reason to believe the two women knew each other. The sister ship to the Ever Given, which got stuck in the Suez Canal last year, has also just been freed after being stuck aground for over a month. The Ever Forward became stuck in 25-foot deep water in Chesapeake Bay not long after leaving Baltimore back on March 13th. It's not clear what caused the grounding, but high tides allowed salvage vessels to move it out of its stuck position yesterday. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 22 points to 21,878. The Dow Jones is down 39 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.29 U.S. cents, unchanged. And the price of oil is $107.33, up 38 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Raptors are set to hit the court tonight in Game 2 of their first-round playoff series against the Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia leads the series 1-0. 7:30 start time tonight, the Raptors will be without star rookie Scotty Barnes after he suffered an injury in Saturday's opener. Six games in the NHL tonight, three Canadian teams in action. The Calgary Flames visit the Chicago Blackhawks, Ottawa is in Seattle, and the Vancouver Canucks host the Dallas Stars in a key matchup, with Vancouver 7 points back of the Stars for a Western Conference wildcard spot. Next game for the Toronto Maple Leafs is tomorrow against the Philadelphia Flyers following last night's 4-2 win over the New York Islanders. The Ontario Hockey League postseason schedule is out after the conclusion of the regular season yesterday. The Owen Sound Attack will play games 1 and 2 of their series against the Flint Firebirds on Friday and Saturday. In Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins beat the Boston Red Sox 8-3 in a rare morning game. The Toronto Blue Jays are off today. Tomorrow they open a 3-game series at Fenway against the Boston Red Sox. You can find more sports online at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.